obviously this is a team you guys played through momentum shifts, and then in the second half, let's talk about the way everything kind of broke open. Did it kind of started with that run at the end of the first half and just carried over, or what did you see?
We just picked up our defense intensity in the second half. I think we got a steal, Rodney got a dunk, I think, and then Al found him in the corner for a three, and I think our defense intensity picked up and allowed us to get easy baskets, so our defense led to our offense.
Also, I think we were a lot more patient on offense, and we were finding a lot more better looks. We came in the game, offense was kind of stagnant a little bit, but we, you know what I mean? I knew we would get together, and we did.
What was each team doing in the first half that led to that kind of stalemate?
I just think we came out a little flat. Like, we lacked some energy. And you know, the second team did a good job of picking us up. And then when they got a little tired, we came back. But, you know, Stephen F. Austin is a pretty quick team. So, you know, they're athletic and fast in their own right. But I think, you know, just our skill level wore them down after a while.
Can you talk about just sort of what Rodney did? I mean, play some tough defense in the first half, hit that big three, and then kind of get you going in the second half?
Well, Rodney's a great player. He's a great asset to our team. You can see he's real athletic, and he can shoot from outside and run the floor. So he always brings energy to the team, brings excitement when he finishes with highlight plays and big dunks and stuff. So I think he brings a lot of the energy and enthusiasm to the team.
It looks like he's done pretty well on defense, too.
Definitely. His athleticism and length allows him to block a lot of shots and just give guys space enough so he can stay in front of them. So he's definitely doing well on defense.
You guys seemed to start out in the press early. Was that part of the game plan, just try to get them off kilter from the beginning?
Well, yeah, we always look to press. We press everybody pretty early, and you know, we wanted to see how they deal with the press at first. So we always like to come on, put pressure on the team, try to pick up the game speed.
From either you guys from practice or first couple games, is there a favorite dunk of yours from Rodney that you've seen yet?
I think his layups are better than his dunks, so I don't know.
Mine would probably have to be when Al Nolan threw it from like half court, made a great pass across court to him. I don't know if you guys remember, but he took off 2 feet, almost looked like it was out of the lane, and skied through two hands. That was I think it was an exhibition game. Yeah, that would probably be mine.
Do you guys feel like, I mean, I know, you know, you don't want to look ahead to the 76 Classic, but I mean, couple blog games, and then, you know, you talk to Ali. You guys feel like you'll be tested enough to play Butler come next or Thursday?
I think so. I mean, I think a lot of people get a little, let themselves like overhype the games. I mean, Butler's a good team, but they're human like us. Like, we feel that we're prepared to play them or anybody else in the country, to be honest. It doesn't matter if it's them, North Carolina, whatever. So if we do what we do, I mean, I feel we can come out on top.
Like Wes said, you know, I think we've been well prepared. We've been practicing against each other, and you know what I mean? I think we're a very deep team. Just our practice alone is very competitive. And teams like Stephen F. Austin, they were in the tournament last year. They're a real talented team. So I think we've done a lot to prepare for this tournament.
Sometimes, you know, in the second half, when you guys have a big lead, you have to obviously keep the pedal to the metal and not let up. You know, that can kind of lead into the next game, right?
Definitely. You know, coach always tells us never to let up. And you just always want to play solid basketball. You don't ever want to try to let up and make mistakes. When you let up, you start doing bad things and make mistakes. So you don't ever want to let up in a game.
Lawrence, you seem like you're more active on defense. I mean, this year, is that one of the things you were focused on over the summer, just becoming a more active defender?
Yeah, I think the weight loss, like I said, offensively, I feel like cool, but I think defensively, shedding the extra pounds I did allows me to be more active and gives me more stamina, and I can play the passing lanes better. So I attribute, you know, my activity to the weight I lost.
Got time for one more?
How is Dominic Dawson, the redshirt freshman, he coming around in practice?
Oh, Dom's he's a great guy. You know, he's actually my roommate, and he's just a great guy. He's a hard worker. He's always in the gym early, the first one there. Just works hard, and he's coming along. You know, you can see he has a real strong build and a real strong body. And he's tall. I think he's gonna be a good player for us one day.
Okay, thanks,
guys. Stupid.
Thanks, guys.